Would you have some time tomorrow morning? Would that be okay, or are you going to be busy?
Well, how about tomorrow evening if you have no time?
Okay,
yes,
all right. Well, I was going to go over to St. Francisville. If tomorrow evening be okay with you, what time?
What time would be convenient to you, you think?
Oh, shucks. Well, I could come, say, around 4 o'clock. Would that be all right?
Yeah.
Okay. That's fine with you.
Yeah, anything I can do to help you, if I can take you around somewhere.
All right. Well, help you.
Of course, there is a line of questioning they may not understand just what you're driving at. You know what I mean.
Yeah, well, you know, I don't try to interview a lot of people from the community. I just get a few. And
now, who are you? LeMay, you've...
Yeah, Henry and you. And as long as the interviews are, usually I you know, in this area, I figured I wanted to get a cultured informant and then try and contrast that with, you know, with one of the less educated blacks in the community. And whereas up in St. Francisville, I'm going to get an old white man, and maybe in Woodville, I'll get a middle-aged man or something like that. I try and, you know, balance things up. Well, that way we can get a little bit more even distribution of the type.
Of course, not everybody has what you call an analytical mind and would sit down. A lot of these people speak both French and English and Creole, but then they don't realize the differences in the language. You understand?
Yeah, I understand that. Yeah.
It never occurred to them.
Well, an interview with a cultivated person is usually a lot different because they can provide all sorts of other input into the study, especially one of a person like yourself who has a lot of historical knowledge and a great deal of knowledge of the local culture in the area.
Yeah. Well, there's many things I have. You know, it takes time for these things to come out and develop them.
Yeah. Well,
you
that's
know,
why it's so interesting.
I could go on for maybe and not remember some things, and then later on it would just come to the surface and I'd remember.
Well, you know, I compare the brain a lot to a molecule that's always knocking off random atoms here and there.
Well, I'm doing this genealogical work, I have come across some funny things, and you realize that if you go to so and such and such a place and you ask the party something that you know, you want to find out, you understand?
Yes, sir.
Well, they don't know a thing about it.
Yeah.
And you get to talking with them, well, they don't remember. You go back a month later and you get in a conversation with them and you edge in that direction without telling them. First thing you know, it surfaces that quick, just what you want to know.
That's true.
So, like I say, that's something, the same system a psychiatrist uses. He puts the patient on the couch, he gets him to start talking about his troubles or what he thinks to be his troubles, and then he leads him on, you understand? And first thing you know, it outs, and then he tells him, well, that's your problem, your trouble, you understand?
Yeah.
Of course, he's trained to tell him what to do.
Yeah. But people used to talk a lot more back in the old days. I mean, folks would sit around they probably sit around out front in your father's store on the...
It was always loaded with, in the early days, with loafers.
Yeah.
Men in the neighborhood and people that would come from far and wide. Now, I had an uncle, he was just younger than my father. He was a dentist by profession, but he never followed dentistry. He was sort of a world roamer.
Yeah.
And he should have been a writer and an entertainer, because when he would come around to visit, and sometime he would make his mind to come around for 6 months. You know what I mean? He would want to do anything.